Hello, my name is Andreas Engert. I'm professor for medicine and hematology here in Cologne, Germany. I'm at the 9th International Symposium for Hodgkin Lymphoma, which is just closing. This was an event with 1,100 participants from nearly 60 countries worldwide, and it was a four-day meeting, a very interesting meeting, I think. I'm certainly biased in that, but we had a couple of different formats, including a hematology educational, a number of scientific workshops, scientific symposia, satellite symposia, and this was a very interactive meeting with many people from all over the world contributing and all the opinion leaders being present. So we addressed basically all up-to-date questions that are being discussed in Hodgkin's today, also addressed questions related to similar lymphoma or other lymphomas such as T-cell lymphoma and so forth. One of the questions that was discussed and has been discussed over these years rather actively was the treatment of early stage Hodgkin patients. That's the majority of the patients, that's about 60% of all patients. And early stage patients are being divided in early favorable, early unfavorable. I gave an overview on this topic here at this conference, demonstrating that initially radiotherapy had been the treatment of choice for this patient. That was the first modality that cured patients. And there was a very brilliant presentation by Professor Hoppe from Stanford reviewing the development of Hodgkin's in this malignancy over more than 100 years. So that was very impressive, showing that this modality was the first one to cure Hodgkin patients from their cancer. Now we are into a combination of chemotherapy and radiotherapy for these patients, and with that approximately 80 to 90% can be cured long term. However, there are certainly also side effects of treatment we have to address, and that was another topic that was discussed here. Side effects such as quality of life issues and in particular fatigue. We did some research into this very recently, showing that about 20% of these patients suffer long-term fatigue. So that might be an endpoint that should be considered in future trials, because that's really disabling these patients, and that's really relevant if we were able to get rid of this fatigue. Another question that was discussed and has been discussed over the last years was the use of markers of prediction of response, of adaption of treatment to these markers. And one of the markers that has emerged over recent years was PET, positron emission tomography, that can be used to detect active areas in the body, such as heart or brain, and more importantly, as far as Hodgkin is concerned, can detect active lymph nodes, so it can be helpful in the diagnosis of this disease, see how much the disease has spread, but it can also be used as a tool to increase or decrease treatment depending on the response as measured with PET. So that's a very interesting approach, and a couple of large randomized trials are ongoing, and two of these trials were reported here at this conference. These were rather early data, and they had the same outcome in that in patients who were PET negative after two cycles or three cycles of chemotherapy, the chance of relapse if they didn't get additional radiotherapy was higher. However, both groups came to sort of opposite conclusions. One, the British group, the rapid trial, concluded that this might be justified, not radiating PET negative patients in early stages, where the other group, the EOTC LISA, closed their arms without radiotherapy because of more events. So these trials are really early trials, or were reported at an early stage, and we would need longer follow-up for final conclusions on that question. In addition, our group is running a trial which is nearly completed in the very similar setting, however with larger patient numbers, and that will contribute to this discussion in the future, hopefully, and that will take a little longer before we have final answers on the impact of PET in early stage Hodgkin's.